you ever gotten a guitar-related gift that sucks? I know it sounds shallow, but it happens all the time, especially to us guitar geeks. Well, worry no more, because today I'm going to share with you my 2020 Guitar Geek Holiday Gift Guide. Hey TAC family, and welcome to episode 164 of the Acoustic Tuesday Show. This show is designed to bring fun, focus, and progress to your guitar journey through my weekly Guitar Geek lists and success stories from your fellow TAC members. In fact, this week, you're going to be meeting Matt W., who went from a campfire chord strummer all the way to a fully realized guitar player with a routine that still has him progressing to this date. You're going to meet Matt here in just a little bit. Plus, I'm going to dig into some acoustic guitar world headlines that you need to know, including what may be the best acoustic guitar Back in Black cover I've ever seen in my life. That's all coming later. First, let's dig into my 2020 holiday gift guide. Coming in at number 10 on my Guitar Geek gift guide is this book here, released earlier this year, The Devil Is In It, written by John Stubbings. This book is incredible and will make an amazing gift for any guitar geek, and it's very worthy of a spot on your wish list as well. But let me tell you about some important news pertaining to this book that will actually help with the gift buying and giving process. When this book was first released, it was done so in a limited number of 300, and the cost was about $300 per book. It's a full-color book, it contained this wonderful slipcase and a bunch of other bonuses as well. Well, that initial first pressing sold out. Now, John just released the monochrome edition, which is limited to 200 books, but comes in at half the price. So at about $150, you can add to your Guitar Geek library a book that is truly incredible. Now, depending on the exchange rate, I think the price hovers right around $150, but for any Guitar Geek on your list, or for you yourself, this is a must-have. On to the number 9 spot. Every guitar player needs a strap, and why not get them the best acoustic guitar strap in the world from Native Sons Goods? In fact, I'm going to tell you exactly what to get. Head over to nativesonsgoods.com and get a 3-inch wide hemp-backed strap. These are the perfect acoustic guitar strap because of comfort and because of stability. They don't slip, they're solid. The handiwork that goes into these things is incredible. You can pick a variety of things, including leather colors and of course design. And I have to tell you, since it's the gift giving season, these things come wrapped to perfection. Literally, you can order this, hand it to your Guitar Geek buddy, and it makes an incredible gift. The number 8 spot actually contains two items. They go hand in hand and they're kind of a match made in heaven, so I simply couldn't separate them. So the number 8 spot is Picker's Grip and Blue Chip Picks. As I mentioned, these are a match made in heaven, and every guitar player simply needs these. And I'll tell you why, even if they think they don't. Let's start with Picker's Grip. Picker's Grip is a substance that's kind of like a wax, an organic material that you put on your pick that makes it not slip around. If you have a pick that spins, if you have a pick that you can't simply hold on to, Picker's Grip is your ticket to picking freedom. Seriously, I've been using this stuff for probably about 2 years at this point, 2.5 years. It was on last year's gift guide because I think it's that incredible. But check this out, I've experimented with it a little bit more this year and found that it's not only useful on flat picks, it's also useful on thumb picks and finger picks. Yes, you can put it inside your thumb pick or inside your finger pick to stop those things from spinning. You get a nice solid feel, and the stuff is not that expensive. It's right around 10 or 12 bucks a tin, or a container, tin, sorry, it's not made of tin, it's just a plastic dish. But I tell you, it's really amazing and it lasts a good long time. The second thing you're gonna see in my hand here is a pickpocket. Yes, Billy over at Picker's Grip actually had these designed so you can put your picks in them and never lose them. It's a pretty darn functional device, and that's found at Picker's Grip, of course. There's also some killer t-shirts. Let's move on to Blue Chip Picks, because these two things go hand in hand. Blue Chip Picks are the best picks around. Bottom line, end of story. Amazing tone, extremely wear resistant. In fact, I've got about 3 of these, and as long as I don't lose them, they do not wear down, and the tone they provide is amazing. And as a guitarist, who doesn't want to have incredible tone from a pick that doesn't spin around in their hand? So yes, Picker's Grip and Blue Chip Picks. The next gift on my list is for the vinyl lovers out there, and coming in at number 7 are the two box sets, The Rise and Fall of Paramount Records, Volume 1 here in wood and Volume 2 here in aluminum. These are quite simply stunning. If you're a guitar geek, a music history nerd, and a vinyl lover, these quite simply need to be on your list. They contain hours upon hours of some of the most important music that has ever been recorded, not to mention documentation about each and every artist. Each box set comes with a book that is pretty much like an encyclopedia about the recordings and the artists that made them. These are incredible, as you can see, and I have to say, if you put these under a tree with a bow on them, somebody's going to be very, very happy. The number 6 spot is the most important gift on this entire list because it has to do with humidity and the health of your guitars. Coming in at number 6 is the Venta Air Washer Humidifier. While this is not an inexpensive humidifier, it is the safest and most dependable humidifier for a room full of instruments. I get asked all the time, Tony, how do you humidify your guitar room? The answer is with the Venta Air Washer. This is a German-made humidifier that not only acts as a humidifier, but also an air purifier. Now, I found a cheesy infomercial for this particular humidifier, and I want you to check it out because it's from a musician's point of view, and I think you'll find it pretty validating.
I'm looking after the violin, like, in a paranoid state most of the time because I've got an amazing old violin made in 1734, right? And, like, it's so important to hand a violin on to the next generation. Having the right climate in the room is essential, and this new machine from Venta is perfect for this stuff. Even though I own this fantastic instrument, it's a nominal ownership, you know? I'm just the custodian of the instrument, and then it's gonna go to another guy later on. Wherever I go, right, I've got my Venta air washers with me, man, because it just makes life perfect for my violin, and if my violin's happy, so am I.
Guitar Geek gift idea number 5 are the best cases made in the entire world. Yes, indeed, Calton cases out of Austin, Texas. Highly protective, highly customizable, and highly attractive. I mean, look at this beauty. But in all seriousness, Calton cases are the only cases that I trust my instruments in, and these would make an incredible holiday gift for any guitar geek. In fact, let's take a tour of what all goes into a Calton case, from the exterior to the highly padded and cushioned interior. Here's Brock.
Hi, Brock here with Calton Cases. I'm here to walk y'all through some of the features on our acoustic flight case. Of course, the first thing you're gonna notice is the exterior shell. These shells are all made using fiberglass. They're incredibly durable. They can take upwards of 1,100 pounds before there's any signs of fracture or cracking. These things are tougher than a night in jail, but that does not mean your case has to look like it's been a night in jail. We have over 50 color combinations for you to choose from, so you can match to or contrast the color scheme of your acoustic guitar. There are 5 heavy-duty nickel-plated steel latches on the exterior of the case, one of course being a locking latch. These are all surrounded by high-density rubber bumpers and feet to protect your case from sliding down a steep loading ramp or just a hallway corner, so no more need to be afraid of taking your favorite acoustic to that next gig. Our leather handles are all made in-house using 2 different cuts of hide. These have really improved in recent years, and I think you're going to be able to tell the second you carry one. They're incredibly durable, have an extremely ergonomic grip, which I think you're really going to appreciate when you're carrying your Calton and your acoustic from way back in the parking lot all the way up to the gig. So opening up the case, you will notice this beautiful premium velvet interior. The interior is all hand cut in-house to perfectly contour the unique profile of your acoustic guitar. The interior also maintains an ideal 50% humidity, and the internal temperature will gradually acclimate to the external temperature over the course of about an hour and a half. Looking up the neck, you will see that the neck at the nut is centered perfectly in the middle of the case by the neck guide. This really mitigates any kind of movement at all from the guitar. Underneath the neck, we have the padded pick box. The pick box is about 4.5 by 7 inches, and there's plenty of room for strings, capos, picks, what have you. When we close the lid, you're gonna notice there are only 2 points of contact on top of the guitar. The first being directly above the padded pick box using padded foam. The second being directly below the bridge on the body of the guitar using a foam wedge pad. Special care goes into the placement of this wedge pad. We're making sure we're not applying any unwanted pressure to any undesirable parts of your guitar. With that, we have the features of the acoustic flight case.
Gift idea number 4 is for the guitar geek that thinks they have it all, but they don't because they don't have this. Rock Slide guitar slides. These are amazing. In fact, I got to try one of these out. Last time Charlie Parr was in town, he's like, hey, have you ever heard of Rock Slides? And I said, no. And I checked this out. It was a bullet-tipped bar. Incredible. I believe his was brass, but they have an entire line of slides built for comfort, from the way that the slides are cut to the way that the slides actually fit your finger. These are amazing. They have glass, they have steel, they have brass, they have chrome, they have all sorts of options. And here's a quick rundown of everything that they offer.
And people say, well, what's so different about these things? Well, the guy who came up with these was a guy called Michael Morse. And he had a couple of guitar shops in Spokane, which is in Washington State. And he was a slide player. And he went through the whole gamut of looking for slides that really suited him. Couldn't find any. Hmm. At the same time, he came across a little engineering shop that had a piece of machinery that would actually bore into a brass ingot and taper it. His second thing was, well, he moves his finger.
Yeah.
And you can't do that if the slide is all the way along. So this notch there was cut out so that you can move your finger. And then the third thing was that he allowed for little notches here. So you can use your fingers either side of the slide to keep it more comfortable. Yeah. In the range, we have what they call the traditional brass, and that'll come in 4 different sizes, from the one that you've got there, which actually there's a ball tip rather than the regular one. So one for the,
we'll get onto that.
One for the pinky, as they say. Then you've got a medium, a large, and an extra large. They do other things here. They have a glass range, and again they come in 4 sizes. They also do, for people who like their tweeds dirty, then we've got aged brass and aged nickel.
Guitar Geek gift idea number 3 comes from the folks at Music Nomad, and it's pretty much any product from their guitar maintenance line. Their stuff is top-notch, plain and simple. From tools to neck cradles to polishes, they make it all, and they make it all well. Some of my favorites are the Frine fret polishing kit, the F1 fingerboard oil, the Pro Strength guitar polish, and the Guitar One polish. Now you might be saying, these make great gifts, but what if the recipient doesn't know how to use it? Don't worry, there's videos on their site instructing you how to use their products. Not to mention, they just launched an online setup course. So if you give that gift, it's like the guitar maintenance gift that keeps on giving. A pretty healthy gift, in my opinion. Guitar Geek gift number 2 is reserved for the almighty capo, but not just any capo, the Elliott capo. These capos are made in the US, made from stainless steel, and handcrafted to fit your instrument. Seriously, Scott Elliott machines these capos himself, by hand. They're unbelievable, impeccable craftsmanship. The fit and finish is mind-boggling, and they're gorgeous. They're like functional jewelry for your guitar, but I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to jewelry. Plain and simple, they look stunning. 2 of my favorites are the McKinney Elliott capo and the push-button twist capo. They're elegant, they're simply delightful. They're fun to use, and I've actually noticed an impact in the tone of my instrument because they're built so solidly. Plain and simple, these would make a great Guitar Geek gift. On to Guitar Geek gift number 1, the pinnacle of Guitar Geek Mountain, if you will, and it's a set of strings. My favorite set of strings, Santa Cruz Parabolic Tension Strings. In my opinion, the best strings that exist. They sound so good, they feel so good, and every guitar I put them on, they absolutely bring out the best in that instrument. Now, I have to say this, every single time I run across a new pair of strings, I try them out. This year, I've tried out over 30 different sets of strings, always trying to kind of dethrone these as the king of all strings, in my opinion. No string set has come close. To me, these are the bomb, as the kids say. I don't think they say that anymore. Anyways, I think these are amazing, and they should be on every Guitar Geek's wish list. So there you have it. That is my holiday wish list for guitar geeks for the year 2020. I keep wanting to say 2021 for some reason. I think it's just me just trying to get out of 2020. Nonetheless, that's a great list of guitar geek gift fuel, if you will, to put on your list or to maybe get for your guitar geek buddies. Now in the comments below, I want to know what's already on your Guitar Geek wish list. What are you hoping to get this year? What's the one accessory or the one piece of music that you really are hoping Santa leaves under the tree for you? Let me know in the comments below. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Now, on the same topic of gift giving, accessories, and these things that we surround ourselves with, you know, us guitar geeks, we kind of get a lot of flack for getting new gear. In fact, I've seen meme after meme after meme that says, oh, instead of looking at new gear, you should be practicing. And while I do think that's true, I think that getting new gear, accessories, or even guitars for that matter, serves an important, important part of our guitar habit, our guitar routine, if you will. If getting a new accessory gets you excited about the guitar, well, I think that accessory is very much worth it in that case. So don't think of this as frivolous. Don't think of this as extravagant. Don't think of this as unnecessary shopping. Think of it as finding something that's going to get you excited or maybe even reinvigorated about the guitar again. Now I'd like to introduce you to fellow guitar geek and TAC family member Matt W. Matt just celebrated 1 year at Tony's Acoustic Challenge, and the guitar routine that he developed not only changed his progress on guitar, it changed his life, and it changed his identity. Check this out. Here's what he had to say. The progress I've made, I give TAC so much credit. Starting this program a little over a year ago didn't just jumpstart my guitar journey, it really changed my life and the way I think about myself. Before, I was in my own mind a campfire chord strummer, or a 30-year beginner. Now, I just think of myself as a guitar player. I wanted to make sure to thank Tony, the Acoustic Life folks, and everyone here in my TAC family. Here's where Matt was before he joined, kind of his starting point on his guitar journey. He said, I was strumming most of the same songs I learned when I started this instrument back in the late 80s. I very occasionally got together with friends to play and sing, and loved that. I was trying to get to where I could pick out some runs, but it was hard for me to get traction because I had no routine. TAC changed that. Here are the three things he could do now that he couldn't do before Tony's Acoustic Challenge. Number one, I can finger pick, playing lots of Jim Croce songs, some Gordon Lightfoot, and some Simon and Garfunkel. To hear those wonderful songs I've always loved come from my guitar, wow. To borrow from Paul Simon's Duncan, a song I've recently learned, quote, I was playing my guitar and lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my fingers. I'm thankful for them every day. The second thing he can do now is come up with his own versions of songs from the chord sheets. Instead of just strumming four beats per measure, I often use variations on pattern picking to make the songs sound the way I want them to. The third thing, he says, I'm much better with a flat pick than I used to be. When I started TAC, I played with a very thin 0.46 nylon pick because I was so clunky with it. Now I prefer a 0.88 Dunlop flow pick, and I'm much more accurate and deft with it, though I still have lots of work to do. And he wants to add a fourth, and he says, if I can add a letter D, I can now tune to drop D by ear. Pretty awesome stuff from Matt, and a really great list of accomplishments that he's been able to achieve over this last year. Now, what's Matt's vision for the next year with Tony's Acoustic Challenge? Let's see. It would be amazing if this time next year I can improvise. I need to commit to working on scales and feeling comfortable playing some lead guitar. I've done it exactly once. That's my goal for year two of TAC. So awesome to hear from Matt. Congratulations on 1 year at Tony's Acoustic Challenge. And more importantly, congratulations on claiming your identity as a guitar player. I was just reading in a book about habits and habit formation that identity plays a crucial role in how people think of themselves and how they maintain a habit, such as a guitar routine. So it sounds like Matt's guitar routine put him well on the way. I don't know what came first, Matt claiming his identity as a guitar player or Matt having a solid guitar routine. Either way, they feed off of one another, and I think Matt's done such a great job, and I think we can all learn from Matt's progress. Let's now take a quick peek at some guitar signals from our very own Acoustic Tuesday viewing family. In fact, we're going to do this in kind of a coast-to-coast fashion. One of these guitar signals is from the West Coast, the other from the East Coast. Let's go ahead and start on the West Coast. We're going to check in with Mark W. from Los Osos, California, and here is what is in his guitar signal. On the stands, left to right, there is my Fender Nashville Deluxe Telecaster, an Ibanez Artcore Deluxe, a Takamine FP400 SC12 string, an Alvarez Classical, an Ovation Celebrity, a Fender 5-string banjo, a Fender mandolin. Behind him is his Lanikai Uke, a CKC. On the floor in front is a Rickenbacker lap steel that he inherited from his wife's grandpa, and he is holding his latest and greatest addition, a Taylor 712 CE 12 fret. A pretty amazing guitar signal, Mark. I want to thank you so much for sharing that with all of us. Now let's hop in a jet and go over to the East Coast and check in with a guitar signal from New York. In fact, this is from Juan R. from Ozone Park, New York. And this guitar signal is proof that you don't have to have a ton of guitars for a guitar signal. You can simply have one single guitar that you absolutely love. In Juan's guitar signal, he's got a New York Pro Model 977CN. I want to thank Juan for sharing his guitar signal with us, as I will thank Mark. And if you're sitting there thinking, gosh, you know, I'd like to share my guitar signal with the folks that watch Acoustic Tuesday, you can. It's very easy. There are only three simple steps. Number one, go to acoustictuesday.store and pick yourself out a guitar signal shirt. Step number two, once that shirt arrives at your door, put it on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars, just like Mark did and just like Juan did. And step number three, please submit it at acousticlife.tv. Once you go there, you can click on the submit link in the top menu and you can upload a picture of your guitar signal and tell us your story just like Mark and Juan did. One more stop on the Acoustic Tuesday train before I let you go for the day and before I let you enjoy your acoustic guitar infused week, and that is of course headlines from around the acoustic guitar world. Let's go ahead and dig into some of these right now. The first one is a little bit of a rumor, and there's this rumor going around that I might be getting another Tom Sands guitar. It might be a Model S, and it might have redwood and Brazilian rosewood. I don't know. This is a rumor that I heard. I don't know where it originated, but you may or may not be seeing some pictures of Brazilian rosewood right now. If you may or may not have an opinion on which one you like, let me know in the comments below. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this rumor. So that's the first item of news. The second item of news is actually related. Oh, actually, I'm just looking at my list of news topics, and I remember I told you at the beginning of this episode about the best Back in Black cover that I've ever seen done on an acoustic guitar. We're going to look at that, but let me actually share with you a couple pieces of news first. This next one actually comes by way of an artist that I want you to check out. Her name is Amber Russell. I don't know if I've featured her on the Acoustic Tuesday show before, but she's actually related to Tom Sands in an indirect way. Tom Sands is friends with Gage Halland of Halland Guitars, who actually lives in Livingston, Montana, just 30 miles due east of Bozeman, where I live. I actually met Gage just this last summer and got to play one of his guitars, and this artist that you're about to hear plays Halland guitars. They sound incredible, especially in her hands. Let me introduce you to Amber Russell, an amazing percussive fingerstyle guitarist and an artist that you absolutely need to know. This next piece of news really has more to do with my son Emerson than anything, because he's been the beneficiary of a discovery that I've made. But I think you as a guitar geek will really dig this too, especially if you have little kids in your life, be them grandchildren, your own children, or just neighbor kids that you want to make sure they get started out on the right foot when it comes to music. It's a series of board books made for tiny kids and it's called The Story of Country. Actually, there's four books in this series. There's The Story of Country, The Story of Rock, The Story of Pop, and The Story of Rap. Rest assured, Whitney and I have got them all, and we've been enjoying reading them to Emerson. So make sure to check those out. They're really inexpensive. They're like $8 a piece. Maybe they should have went on the gift guide. Anyways, they're really cool. I wanted to share them with you because I think as guitar geeks with kids, it's really fun to infuse that guitar geekism to the younger generation. Moving on to the next piece of news, you know, I get this question a lot. Tony, what's the deal with quarter sawn wood? I know that it's cool. I know that it's desirable. I know that it's kind of a buzzword, but why is it desirable? And what's the deal with quarter sawn wood? How do you actually quarter saw a piece of wood? Well, leave it up to none other than Daisy Tempest to create a doodle video that makes this term quite easy to understand. Let me show you this video. I found it incredibly enjoyable and informative, and I think you will too.
I think it's best to explain quarter sawn wood with a visual aid, so I hope this helps. So here's the lovely sycamore tree at Mottis Font, and we're going to focus upon the trunk. So if you imagine the log that you're getting out of the sycamore tree, and then you imagine the cross section of that log, which has got all sorts of cool growth rings in it, depending on how old the tree is, the people sawing the wood can choose the way that they approach chopping up the log. Notice if you take a section from here, the grain will be straight down, and if you take one from here, it's going to be slightly wavy and across. That is the difference between quarter sawn and flat sawn. If it's a quarter sawn piece, you'll always end up with this really nice straight grain, and with a flat sawn piece, the grain is generally quite wavy and weird, which I don't think is the technical term, but it's because of the growth rings and where you've selected the piece of timber from in the tree according to those growth rings. But quarter sawn is what we want for guitar making. So with that in mind, from my understanding at least, the way you can approach cutting up this log is to almost chop it into a kind of pie. And if we take a slice of that pie shape, we can maximise the yield of the quarter sawn stock by cutting boards on an angle so that the grain runs straight down on all of the pieces that we remove. Not all of them will be as straight as others, but this one here is pretty perfect, which is something to look out for when you're selecting timber. Quarter sawn timber is essential for guitar necks in particular because the neck takes so much tension, and if the grain is straight and uninterrupted, it provides a stronger structure. For the back and sides of the guitar, we get another one of these quarter sawn pieces of timber, slice it straight down the middle, and open it up into what's called a book match. Aesthetically, this will be really nice and symmetrical and pleasing, but also the continuity and stability of the straight grain will support best the acoustic qualities that the wood inherently holds. So yeah, it's not just structural, it actually impacts the quality of the tone of the instrument, so that's kind of cool.
I have one more discovery to share with you today, and it's a cover of AC/DC's Back in Black done on the acoustic guitar. Late one night, I discovered this, and I could not stop... Well, I guess I'll just share it with you, and you can guess what I could not stop doing. Check this out. Yes, I could not stop laughing at that clip. In fact, to the degree in which Whitney actually came downstairs, knocked on my studio door to ask what was going on, I then showed her the clip and she proceeded to crack up. I hope you found that as enjoyable as I did. And I hope you found today's Acoustic Tuesday show as enjoyable as I did as well. In fact, let's take a quick sneak peek into next week to see what we'll be chatting about on next week's Acoustic Tuesday episode. Next week, it's all about the acoustic guitar amp. Yes, the mythical beast, the acoustic guitar amp. I'll be sharing with you my five favorite acoustic guitar amps, plus some tips on how to set EQ and actually manage your own acoustic guitar amp. That's all happening next week on the Acoustic Tuesday show. I want to thank you again for joining me today on this week's Acoustic Tuesday show. Remember, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube. And of course, for your Acoustic Tuesday fix in between Tuesdays, please visit acousticlife.tv. Again, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for being a guitar geek. And remember, your guitar progress is only as good as your guitar routine. So if you invest time in your routine, it'll pay off big time in the progress department of your guitar journey. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll see you next Tuesday on the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar Geeks Unite. Cheers.